This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch from our flagship station, AM860, the answer here in Tampa, Florida, the Moss Nissan Studio, to great radio stations across America. And let's not forget about our affiliate down there in the Caribbean. We're going to have to take advantage of that one of these times, see if we can get a broadcast down there, either on the U.S. Virgin Islands or the Grand Bahama Islands, or maybe even Puerto Rico. We'll see if we can get that done. So I know somebody that's listening to me right now, and good morning to you there, friendly person that you are, sending me these messages. All righty. Well, let's also mention that a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, I'm going to shorten this down because I want to particularly emphasize the snowplow drivers. Yep, the snowplow drivers, the sander drivers. We have got an intense winter storm, which we'll get into here in a little bit. But there's blizzard warnings up there in the northern plains, Minnesota, Wisconsin, all the way across North, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, Utah, parts of Colorado. Holy cow. It is like more than a winter wonderland. It's like a blizzard wonderland in some of those areas. Okay. All righty. Now, let's go back to the telephone lines and Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Kyle, I had to say a lot of stuff there, but are you ready?
I'm absolutely ready.
Time for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, Kyle, we're going to start out talking about what happened yesterday in Europe, because nobody should be surprised that these terrorists, and call it what it is, it was terrorism, the two knife attacks that we had yesterday. Let's make sure that we get into the mix that what happened in London. And by the way, what was this guy, 28 years old, convicted of terrorism, out on release? I guess he was wearing an ankle bracelet. Is that what you understand?
That's right. Yeah, he had some kind of electronic tag, yes.
How on earth did he manage to get or sneak what looked like a suicide bomb vest on his person and a knife when the area that he was in, he was attending some sort of seminar or something. Is that right?
That's right, Captain. He was attending what was supposed to be like a conference on prisoner rehabilitation. This was taking place at a place called Fishmongers Hall. It's on the north side of London Bridge that goes over the Thames there in London. And that's where you see the footage where he ran out onto London Bridge and so forth. But that's right there where the bridge goes over the Thames. And essentially what we understand, Captain, is that he had been released on his agreement to wear the monitoring device. And so he had earlier been convicted of being part of a group called the Al-Mahajirun. That's led by Anjem Chowdhury. He is, of course, one of the most extreme people you'll ever hear, not just in Great Britain, but probably anywhere in the world. So this particular person has not been identified, who was killed. Yes, was wearing a fake suicide vest, and we don't know any other of the details of how he was able to sneak that around. But this is a big, big deal, Captain, because this person was supposedly on the road to being rehabilitated, and now we see what happened.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised, again, because of the taqiya, where they can say anything that they want and snooker you into thinking one thing and then something else totally different happens. Now, also in the Netherlands, we had another attack. Now, I understand that person's on the loose.
From what we understand, yes, this was a an attack in the crowded area called the Groot Marketstraat. It's one of The Hague's most popular shopping areas. We understand that some children were also hurt. We don't know for sure if they were hurt in the direct attack. It was another knife attack, or if they were hurt in the aftermath of the attack. But
let me tell you something. If somebody went after those kids with a knife and it was a radical Islamic terrorist, you couldn't put enough bullets in my gun to shoot them.
Well, exactly right. This is another major attack. In the sense of perhaps being terrorist motivated. Early on, they're saying they don't see a terrorist motivation.
Oh, please.
Some police are saying that this is very possible, because this comes on the heels, Captain. About a year ago, also in the Netherlands, there was an attack which hurt two Americans, and that was definitely a terrorist motive. So we would not be surprised to find that out in this case as well.
Yeah, exactly. And they're always so politically correct, especially in the Netherlands, because they're very liberal there with a lot of the things that they allow to have happen there. And they should just get it over with and say, hey, man, this is a terrorist attack. Everything's the same as what we saw in London. But what can I say?
Well, exactly. And also, Captain, if you notice, both of these attacks use knives.
Yeah.
And so this is not a particular issue of kinds of weapons, per se. It is a hatred issue. It is a extremist issue. And that's the battleground where we need to fight.
Well, if you read the ISIS, the manifesto they had and all that sort of stuff, that is their weapon of choice, the knife.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And you've seen what's happened in London over time with knives. And the mayor there has been beset by this and tried to even ban knives and knife sales.
Yeah, and I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. But but again, you know, the fact of the matter is it's that time of the season, and you have to be aware of your surroundings and pay attention at all times. And thank goodness the people in England on the London Bridge did something about it. They actually took the guy down and disarmed him. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. And good morning, Susie. Good morning, Eric. Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Sue. Good morning, Karen. And good morning, Tammy. And I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my telephone line, and we'll get to in just a minute. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition is brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with pain, just good old nagging pain, and you've been taking things that just haven't really been working all that much, or you have to double or triple up on them to make it work, like ibuprofen or Aleve or aspirin or whatever, then let me tell you about an all-natural product that will help you. It's helped me, and I've been taking it for 3 years and 8 months. Now, I've had a lot of wounds and a lot of injuries, both in the military and in the fire service, and broken a lot of bones and done a lot of dislocations and that sort of stuff. But in the process, you develop, years later, arthritis, and I have. So, with arthritis, I was taking Mobic and Flexeril, which had some side effects to it, prescription medications, and I decided to get rid of it because I said, man, I've had enough of this stuff, being dizzy when I wasn't supposed to be, being tired when I wasn't supposed to be. So I started to take Aleve 3 times a day, 2 pills each time, 6 pills a day, and that didn't work either because it started something called bleeding, okay? Now, that being said, I heard Mike Gallagher, my buddy, come on the air. and talk about Relief Factor. That was 3 years and 8 months ago. So if you're suffering from arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches in general, or just general all pain, let me suggest that you start on the Relief Factor 3-week quick start program right away. Take it as directed, morning, noon, and night with food. And people like myself have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Hopefully you will too, because according to the folks at Relief Factor, 80% of the people that order the product from this program wind up staying on it. Now, it's worked for me. Hopefully, it'll work for you. So here's what you do. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start, $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and you'll get it in about 2 to 3 days, weather permitting, of course, because it's going to probably come by truck, as most things do when you think they're going on the airplane. They're not. But 2 to 3 days, it'll be to you. relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
If I told you we have a Democratic candidate, moderate candidate, that recently entered into the mix that is trying not to tippy-toe or trying not to step on the toes of Elizabeth Warren, who would I be talking about?
Well, the most recent entry was Bloomberg, I believe.
How about Deval Patrick?
Oh, and Deval Patrick as well.
Now, listen to what Deval Patrick had to say about his U.S. senator from his home state, because I find this amusing when Elizabeth Warren is in a free fall.
I'm trying to be very careful because I am enormously fond and respectful of Senator Warren, that this campaign is not a critique of her or others. It is simply that my range of a problem-solving experience, my life experience, is broader than most of the other candidates in the race. And I think it is important to bring that to bear, not just as a point of experience, but to make this point, Allison. You know, most people, many people around the country feel unseen and unheard.
Now, he was the governor of Massachusetts.
Right.
I'm not really sure what he's the most remembered for, other than raising taxes. he obviously is trying to tippy-toe around the Elizabeth Warren issue.
Well, right. I mean, anybody who gets into this race has, the real challenge of trying to navigate the fact that the electorate, at least for the primaries and the Democrats, are incredibly far left. Elizabeth Warren's downfall really now has been the Medicare for All thing. But generally speaking, people like Deval Patrick, people like Joe Biden, even former President Barack Obama, just really hardly can get arrested in this whole thing. And I know he's still been high in the polls and so forth, but really, what the people are looking for, and this is why Obama came out the other day and said, look, people don't want to hear revolutionary terminology, basically, in a nutshell. So it's going to be hard for Deval Patrick to really kind of break in, because they're trying not to offend anybody, and at the same time trying to make a splash, and you can't do that. It's not going to work that way.
Well, Mayor Pete had a flashback because he had what was called a press gaggle the other day, and apparently some comments that he made back in 2011 have come back to bite him in the butt because some members of the media picked up on it, and here's what this sounded like.
2011 comments that have surfaced to be saying that kids from lower income neighborhoods don't have someone they know personally who can question the value of education. What do you have to respond to the substance of that article?
Well, I reached out to the author, and I think that some of the characterization of me personally is unfair, I do understand the concern. What I said in that comment before I became mayor does not reflect the totality of my understanding then, and certainly now, about the obstacles that students of color face in our system today. I believe I was speaking about the need for mentorship and the need for career pathways, but the problem is, to the extent that feels like it's validating a narrative that sometimes blames the victim for the consequences of systemic racism, I understand why he was upset, and I understand the perspective, and largely agree.
You said you spoke to Michael Harriet this morning. What did you get? What did he say in response to your call?
Well, he expressed what he expressed in the article and went into a lot more depth about, I think, the concern of this perspective that makes it sound like, it's all the fault of students of color or somehow their families that they struggle to get ahead, when the reality is there are so many barriers that our system puts up. And I want to make sure I communicated that I'm very conscious of the advantages and privileges that I have had, not through any great wealth, but certainly through education, through the advantages that come with being white and being male. And that's part of why I know I've got to make myself useful as a candidate and as president.
Now, obviously, he was referring to comments that were made when he was running first time around for mayor, correct?
I believe so, yes.
And he's trying to qualify comments that are already out there that I guess somebody was trying to nail him on in a polite, respectful manner, because the reporter was not aggressive or anything like that. But still, these people, be careful what you wish for, be careful what you say, because it's going to come back and bite you in the butt, isn't it?
Well, exactly right, exactly right. And so what Mayor Pete is finding out, it's sometimes very difficult to navigate this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. By the way, good morning to Al up there in Nebraska. And hey, Al, are you shoveling snow? Because I show a blizzard warning just north of I-80. Matter of fact, it may be I-80, may be where it is at, about 100 miles into, maybe more than 100 miles. It looks like it's halfway across. It'd be about 150 miles across Nebraska. Does that involve you right now up there in Nebraska? Because if it does, you're not going anywhere for a while. And then there's a winter storm warning across most of Nebraska, too, right now. So, Al, let us know how you're doing up there. We'd like to know, because you're apparently right in the middle of all that. And the other thing, Kyle, is when you talk about the reporters asking questions, where are the questions about, Antifa?
Right, right.
Where are the questions?
Well, they're evidently not existing.
They haven't gone away, by the way.
Well, no, and it would be good for these different candidates to, you know, to have a very strong condemnation of the kinds of things that Antifa does or its followers do, or people think they have some kind of license.
Well, the president wants to designate it, or did want to designate it, as a terrorist group, the same as the Mexican drug cartels.
Well, sure. I mean, if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck, you know, that kind of thing. And, but unfortunately, in our current political climate, it's much easier to say that some violent hate groups are terrorists and others aren't, I guess. But most normal people understand that if people do violent, hateful things, that is a form of terrorism. Exactly right.
Yeah, okay, well, Al just chimed in. He says it's not cold enough yet to snow. Well, Al, you're lucky. You must be just below the line there. But I'll tell you what, north of you, big-time snow there, my friend, and lots of wind, lots of wind. And so he's chiming in, let me know that. 34 degrees, he's saying. Okay, well, you're right at the borderline there, Al. Ah, a freezing rain sounds like it's in the works for me up there. What do you think?
Yeah, probably so, yes.
By the way, what's your weather like in California? Because I see the snow. And by the way, there's another storm coming in from the West Coast. I guess we'll get to that in a minute here. But you hold the line. And folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. And yes, there is another storm coming in from the Pacific Ocean that's going to bring more heavy snow to the mountains of California and move on east. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, as we broadcast live from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A man wearing a fake explosive vest stabbed several people in London, killing two in what police are treating as a terrorist attack before being shackled by members of the public and then fatally shot by officers on the London Bridge. Police said the attacker was Usman Khan, a 28-year-old who was released on probation last year after serving 6 years for other terrorism offenses. Metropolitan Police Chief Cressida Dick said two stabbing victims had died and three injured people are in serious condition in hospitals after the attack, which unfolded just yards from the site of a deadly 2017 van and knife rampage. Police said Khan was convicted in 2012 of terrorism offenses and released in December 2018 on license, which means he had to meet certain conditions or face recall to prison. He was wearing an electronic ankle bracelet. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne Allyn Root. He's been real busy lately on television. Number one show over at Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. Make sure you check them out because he's got War Now is the name of the program. Very good program, and we'll have him back on here shortly once he can make that happen. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. And Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host, because they saved me a bunch of money. By the way, my premium just got lowered for my safe driving by, let's see, in terms of percentage, what would that be? 15%. So there you go, and I'm happy to see that. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, the car that you're driving, the truck you're driving. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo, can-do, want-to-do, shall-do, any kind of due. And they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agent. Now, all you do is go onto the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and type in your zip code, and you'll have a choice of doing two things. Number one, you can either find out where your local agent is to talk to them, or if you want to get a quote or you want to find out about GEICO, you can do that too, right there online without ever seeing an agent. So whatever works for you, and both things work. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the president so far has made presidential history in that he is the first president so far that has not made any recess appointments like everybody else did.
That's right. Yes, very, very interesting. But I think there's still a lot of judges and so forth that need to still be confirmed.
That's correct. Yeah, but not as many as before. He's had more judges appointed under his watch and Mitch McConnell's than anybody ever before, and that's a good thing. So there'll be more of that, I'm sure. Now, the White House went to great lengths to camouflage the president's departure for Afghanistan. They made it look like as if with a motorcade coming in that he had come back to Mar-a-Lago and he was returning there from the big rally in Sunrise. And several news agencies fell for that, which is hilarious. One of them being USA Today that put out a big story about what the president plans on being here for the weekend. He'll be playing golf and he'll be entertaining guests and he'll be this and he'll be that. And nothing could have been further from the truth.
Right. Well, I'm sure that there was...
Which is fake news. Hello, USA Today.
Right. Well, I think that there's probably a small group of reporters that were perhaps traveling along. But generally speaking, again, and I can't imagine anyone really pushing back on this, Captain, because the matter of security is so overwhelmingly important, especially when the president's going to go to Afghanistan, of all places. Any little bit of information could have empowered the enemy in order to try to do something very terrible and very drastic, and lives could have been lost, obviously.
Right.
So they have to be very, very careful.
Right. And Susie's chiming into the chat room saying, yay, out with the bad judges and in with the good. Well, actually, it's not quite that way. These are vacancies, Susie, and correct me if I'm wrong, Kyle, these are vacancies that were left behind by the last administration because they were in no hurry to appoint a bunch of judges.
Well, right, but when all is said and done, when President Trump is able to get many of these different judges appointed,
mm-hmm.
Talk about a lasting legacy even after you're out of office. Even today, we see how Democrats will go so-called judge shopping to find a judge that will simply be anti-Trump,
mm-hmm.
right, and get their way.
Mm-hmm. Now, who is Congressman Lance Gooden?
Well, Congressman Lance Gooden, he's a congressman from Texas, 5th District.
Now, he came out and said, this is a pretty bold prediction and a bold statement by him, but I have reason, and we'll talk about this, I have reason to believe that it may be true. He said Jerry Nadler was going to derail impeachment because of the fact that it's losing traction across the country. What do you think?
Well, right. Yeah, number one, it is losing traction, if it ever really had traction. But it definitely, the polls are showing that the Democrats are far overreaching in all of this. And he went on to say he thinks that Nancy Pelosi would be talking with her lieutenants these days, saying things like, this isn't going to go well if Jerry Nadler is managing it and this kind of thing. And so I absolutely agree. I think that Nancy Pelosi and others are probably just wondering, how do they get out of this? Now, there was a congresswoman the other day, her name escapes me, but she went on some...
Yeah, I know. She's Lowry, was that her name?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, retiring from Maryland or something?
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was saying, well, I'd be open to censure, basically, and then somebody must have gotten to her, because real fast she came right back out and said, oh, wait a minute, no, I totally support impeachment, you know, this kind of thing, because they know this doesn't play well across the highways and byways. I think that they'd be looking for the exit door, and the thing with Jerry Nadler...
Well, this congresswoman also said maybe they should consider censure.
That's right, yeah. Something like censure, mm-hmm. that would be a disapproval of the president and what he said or did and their viewpoint.
Which means nothing.
Which means nothing, but it may be the only way that they could try to, quote-unquote, save face, mm-hmm. a little bit in this thing. Mm-hmm. But honestly, Nancy Pelosi would do the Democrat Party a favor if she just mm-hmm. came out and said, I'm stopping this.
Now, I have a question for you. You live in California, correct?
Oh, yes.
Are you prepared to see Kamala Harris back there full-time in California? Because she's down to 3% and dropping like a rock in the presidential poll and may not even make the stage?
Well, yeah, she is dropping like a rock, and I think there's several reasons for that, but yeah, that's right.
Let's see. Tulsi Gabbard, and Tulsi Gabbard.
Well, that's right. Well, they are tracing her meteoric fall, as it were, to Tulsi Gabbard, really calling her on the carpet for her policies.
Oh, she buried her.
Yeah, exactly. And so we understand, too, that the Kamala Harris campaign and her supporters, even soon after that whole incident at the debate, were on the telephone saying, look, you got to respond to this and this kind of thing. But it was pretty devastating. And so you couple that, Captain, with the non-connectability issue that Kamala Harris has to begin with on a national stage, and it's just a recipe for total disaster.
Now, the other day, and I don't know where this was at, it's Kiefer, wherever the town of Kiefer is. A police officer went to the local Starbucks to buy some coffee for the people working back in his office, including some dispatchers. And he got the coffee, and on his cup was written the word pig.
You know, this kind of thing is so disgusting. It's so terrible. That to me, that whole term, even so, is like a throwback to a different time of radicalism. And
back to the 60s.
Back to the 60s, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so,
H. Rap Brown and that bunch.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And police officers are not pigs. It reminds me, was it Colin Kaepernick who had his socks on or something?
Pig socks.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But it's that kind of stupid
stuff. By the way, they made him go inside and change them.
Yeah, exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's that kind of stupid stuff that you just really wonder, how is this even still being done or being said? And so it shows just a bad heart on the person who did it, obviously.
Now, our Florida congressman from Florida Congressional District Number 1, which is up around Pensacola and about halfway across the panhandle, Matt Gaetz, has warned the Georgia governor, who's made some rather negative comments about President Trump in the last few months, that he better get on board with President Trump or risk a primary challenger.
Wow. See, well, this, yeah, very, very important. And it's interesting. You see some different things in the news about different political figures or congressmen or women, how they might feel about President Trump and so forth. But here's the thing. In electorally, this is going to be very, very, very big. If people are going to go against President Trump, they're going to pay a price, I think, politically for it. At the same time, I think that they can get their own points across on what they want to do, but go against President Trump at your own political peril, I believe.
Now, everybody that uses Twitter knows who the CEO Jack Dorsey is. That's a fair assumption, right?
Right, I would think so, right?
Mm-hmm. He came out and announced and said he's moving. Guess where he's moving, Kyle?
Where's that?
He's going to Africa.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow, I didn't hear that. That's very interesting.
Yeah, well, must be he's going to take a generator with him so he has power all the time, number one.
Right.
Number two, not sure where he's going in Africa, but he's going there, obviously, for tax reasons, this, that, and the other, and all that. So, tell us how to hear your great little radio show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on Monday morning, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. By the way, stay out of the snow. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and he lives down in the Orange County Valley, so he doesn't need to worry about it. But up there in the San Bernardino Mountains, different story. We'll be talking about that and a lot more when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We are going to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Get ready for a notepad because you're going to need it.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right beat, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. When I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty. Ray Carlisle, Rooster Cruisin', ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And you know, when every time I sit there and I think about that 4 1/4 cat with that 15 double over, I had a 4 1/4 cat in a Peterbilt 379. That was my truck of choice, the last one I had, with a 13 double over. And my wife's handle on the radio was one day, and she'd get behind the wheel when it was her turn to drive. And she used to like to drive at night. I'd drive until, dark roughly, and then she'd drive after that, and then I'd take over the wee hours of the night when we were doing entertainment runs back and forth. And everybody'd get out there and want to chase her. Down the road, it was hilarious. It was hilarious. You driving that? What are you driving? That big large car? Yep, that's me. Vroom, go right by him one of the shows we were home. But anyway, let me get over here, because this version of the Highway Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop, which I'm sure is pretty busy in the northern part of the United States, because a powerful storm is continuing its eastward movement this weekend with heavy snow, powerful winds, and areas of wintry mix spreading across the northern tier. Now, significant ice may develop in the northwest middle Atlantic. That's the mountains of South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland. So be advised of that. And in addition, severe storms may develop in the deep to middle south on Saturday. That means we could have some of these football games, Auburn, Alabama, for example, where we could have some really bad weather. We'll see. Now, in the meantime, on top of everything else that's going on, a brand new California storm is going to bring several more feet of snow to the mountains in California, where some areas have already seen 4 feet of new snow. Now, all the mountainous areas in California tonight are under a winter storm warning because of the new storm coming. Nevada, Reno, Nevada, hello, AM 1180 there, Eddie Floyd and company in Nevada. You guys are looking good for, you got like a one-day reprieve maybe a day and a half. But you guys are looking good across Nevada. However, right now, the snow coming up I-15, you'll catch it when you get up into Utah, and you'll run it all the way up through Salt Lake City, all the way up to Idaho, all the way up into Montana, and here's where the rubber meets the road. Flagstaff, Arizona tonight, 30, 40 miles on each side of Flagstaff in the higher elevations, and on down to the upper foothills of Phoenix right now at about the 3,000-foot level from Flagstaff down. You've got a winter storm warning for lots of snow coming down. Now, that continues up through Utah, continues up through Wyoming. Wyoming tonight is not the place you want to be, but it is what it is. Northeastern Wyoming, blizzard warnings. Nebraska, and Al, I still don't see if this map is right. It's I-80 North, blizzard warning right now they've got. Plus, they've got a mixed bag of precipitation. You must be right on that line where you're at in Nebraska. High winds, the rest of Nebraska, high winds in Kansas, high winds eastern part of I-25. in Colorado. But Denver West up over the top of the rocks, I-70, U.S. 50, winter storm warning, lots of snow, chains advised, chain requirements. Let's see, northeastern Idaho. Snow, just a general snow. Wyoming, as I said, blizzard warning northeast, snow all across the state. Pretty much Montana is totally inundated. Winter storm warning for most of the state of Wyoming. Winter storm warning for all of North Dakota, all of South Dakota. Rapid City, South Dakota, I-90, blizzard warning. I-90 all the way through half the state, and then I-90 east over into South Dakota, into Minnesota. You've got snow there. You've got a winter storm warning. I talked to the guys up in Burnsville tonight, and they said it was really coming down. And there is a wind behind some of this, up to 65 miles an hour, which never helps anything. And then in Wisconsin, the northern half of Wisconsin, winter storm warning. Elsewhere, a general snow. The upper peninsula of Michigan tonight is being inundated. Winter storm warning. Plus, you've got a wintry mix over north of the northern half of Michigan. You got a wintry mix, and as well as snow along the lake. Fog, of all places, fog. Down in Missouri, I-70 West, fog, and I-40, I-44. Some fog in there, in Missouri along, Fort Leonard Wood for sure. Fog down along the Mexican border, as well in Texas. And here we go with the lake effect snow. Yep, oh boy. Upstate New York, all the way from the Pennsylvania state line, all the way across over to Massachusetts, into the Berkshires, lake effect snow, all the way up to Watertown, through most of the Adirondacks, through most of the Catskills, through all of the northern half of Pennsylvania, I-80 north, over into the hilly areas of New Jersey, down into higher elevations of West Virginia and Maryland, as I mentioned earlier. There could also be freezing rain down in that mix as well. Up into Connecticut, you could have a mixture of rain, freezing rain, sleet. Further up the line in New Hampshire and in Maine, you've got snow there right now. So that's what it's looking like. What a mess this weekend for anybody trying to go anywhere in the north. I-80 east-west, I-90 east-west, I-94 east-west, and then, of course, this encompasses parts of I-15 north-south coming out of Utah, and I-25 north-south coming out of Colorado. I-35, you'll be driving along with the winds before you hit the snow up there in Nebraska, the northern part of Nebraska, northern half of Nebraska, and then you'll have snow. I-35, I-29, all the way north to the Canadian border, and lots of it, so be advised. Now, don't forget, if you're out there and you're looking for a place to hunker down, find your local pilot, travel center, and or your Flying J, because you're going to have everything that you need there. You're going to have showers. You're going to have laundry. You're going to have television. You're going to have Wi-Fi for your internet. And as long as they got power, you'll have internet out there in your trucks and whatnot. So I know there's been many a time when you've had to button the winter shields down and close them up and just sit there and wait for things to end, and that's probably in some areas what's going to be going on. But remember, we're here for you on the Captain's America Third Watch, and if you're having a problem out there, you want to let the other truckers know about it, give us a call at 877-969-8600. We'll get it out there on the airwaves for you. But all I can tell you is what I'm seeing so far with the weather that's out there, and all I can tell you is if you don't like where you're at, come on down to Florida. It might be getting a little cooler down here come Monday night, low about 45 where I'm at, highs in the upper 60s, but that sure as heck is a lot better than having to trudge through snow, isn't it? And by the way, Ron Edwards said it's finally cool enough to where he might come to Florida. All right, I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch, as Ron Edwards will be on the program. I know that because he says he's awake. And hello to everybody in the chat room tonight, the Captain's America group right there in the chat room. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. I shall return right after these messages, top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.